This is Jordan Seculo. By the Senate passing a budget, we are one step and a major step closer to tax reform.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
Tonight we completed the first step toward replacing our broken tax code by passing a comprehensive, fiscally responsible budget that will help put the federal government on a path to balance. The budget also gives us the tools we need to strengthen our economy after years of stagnation under the previous administration.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We're driving a major middle class tax reform, tax cut. We are not just helping people keep more of what they earn at every level. We're also driving the paychecks that also are important for families as well. And one of the best ways we do that is to flatten out these brackets, lower the rates at every level, protect more of the first dollars families earn. But don't stop there. We need our local businesses hiring again, being able to compete and win anywhere in the world, especially here at home.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. This is Jordan Sekulo. You heard that right. The Senate, by passing a budget that will go to the House and is widely expected to pass the House of Representatives, has now set the stage, has really moved not just one step, but has moved as close as possible to getting tax reform passed. That's really the focus here. So now that the budget is out of the way, we can really focus in on a tax reform package moving through Congress and to the president's desk. And the timeline on that has to be very quick if it's done before the end of the year, which is the administration's hope, as well as many members of Congress hope. Let me bring in right away Than Bennett, our director of government affairs here, because Than, less than a month the Senate has to report out the tax reform plan in its entirety, not just the basic bullets that we've got. I've got in my hands right here for the Facebook and Periscope audience that we've gone through with the three brackets and the where we moved the corporate tax rate to 20% and all of that information, but into an actual legislation that they've got to get that out of committee by mid-November.
Yeah, you heard President Trump and Leader McConnell talking about wanting to get it done this calendar year, Jordan. Just very practically, there's only 4 weeks between now and the Thanksgiving recess, and then scheduled to be 3 weeks on the floor between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But you're right, Jordan. Our listeners have become familiar with this reconciliation process. That's an involved process. The Senate Finance Committee has to report out their bill. The House Ways and Means Committee has to report out their bill. Then the various budgets committee have to send those to the floor for debates and votes in both conferences. So a lot to get done. But Jordan, if 51-49 vote in the United States Senate, we haven't seen very many things get 50 votes in the United States Senate. This budget, which is the vehicle for tax reform, just did that.
Yeah, I mean, so now that we've got something like that through, and some of those Republicans who didn't vote for this have said, like Rand Paul, because he wanted more cuts to the budget, he will vote for the tax reform plan as he sees it right now. I mean, as it stands, no one's seen it. It's not been put into legislative text yet. It's more of the ideas and bullet points. And we'll go back through that because I think people, it's been a bit of time since we walked through people through it. We spent an extensive amount of time explaining it, but just in case people have questions about it, we will answer those for you. So if you have questions about the tax plan, now that we are in this critical time period of just a few weeks for Congress to try and get this done by the end of the year, give us a call. Our phone lines are open for you. We are live, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And what do you think about this tax plan? Do you believe that Congress, specifically Republicans in Congress, because through reconciliation, you don't need any Democrats to come on board. Maybe some will, but you don't need them to. Will Republicans be able to get tax reform done before the end of the year? That is my question to you. Can they get it to President Trump's desk? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We want your opinions, your comments, and your questions today on the show. 1-800-684-3110. You can also comment online through Facebook and Periscope. We monitor those. I'll get to some of those comments during our break. Remember, if you're listening to the radio broadcast on a radio station, when we're on break, if you watch on Facebook and Periscope, we keep the conversation going. We keep answering questions, keep the comments coming in as well. But give us a call on this tax issue, which I think hits home for all of us. It affects every one of us, individuals, businesses, corporations. 1-800-684-3110 to call us. We'll be right back.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Are full. We are screening those calls now. The Senate, I mean, get this, folks. The Senate has actually passed something. They passed a budget. It will go to the House of Representatives, where it's expected to easily pass. And it is the vehicle now that opens up the door to tax reform happening before the end of the year, which is the goal, getting tax reform done before the end of the year. And I think based off that, it's got to come out of the Budget Committee then by, what is it, like November 17th, the Senate Budget Committee? So just in a few weeks, they've got to get this out the door.
Well, and to be honest with you, Jordan, it depends how many days between Thanksgiving and Christmas the Senate is willing to work when it actually has to be reported out. But simply put, yes, the Senate Finance Committee has to report that language back to the Budget Committee. The Budget Committee then has to report that language to the Senate floor, and then the entire Senate has to approve it. So those dates aren't set in stone, but there are multiple stages to this process, and there's only 7 weeks of legislative work left.
Folks, let's go right to the phones. We got people calling in. I want to be able to re-explain for those of you who may have forgotten or been discouraged that maybe this tax reform was not going to happen, so kind of forgot about the key points that this tax reform is going to include. We know that that's the key parts that they want to include in the legislative text, so we'll explain that as well. And also, I want your opinion. Do you think it's going to make it through before the end of the year? Can the Congress, specifically we're talking about Republicans, can they get this done before the end of the year and to the president's desk? We know the president's ready to sign it, and he's working as hard as he can on it. He's been all over the country talking about it. I want to get your thoughts on that through Facebook and Periscope as well. We've got a phone line ready to go. Let's go to Teresa in Utah on line two. Teresa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hello. Just wanted to say that I'm hopeful that it'll get passed. I've heard what he's going to do, the flat tax of 25%. The $4,000 break, you know, I'm praying that it passes, because my husband and I pay taxes every year.
Sure.
And, you know, it would be nice to get something back.
No, I hear you. I mean, the current framework, we go from seven tax brackets into three, 35% being the top, 25% being in the middle. That would be, again, most higher earners would still be probably in that 25% bracket. I think 35% would be reserved for those making a serious amount of income. And there is a potential that there may be a slightly higher bracket for the 5 million plus earners. That's again, a very small fraction of people. And if you are listening to this broadcast and you're in that group, God bless you. You've been very successful, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just not that many people that it impacts. 12% would be the lowest bracket, but with the standard deduction being moved to $24,000 for a couple, $12,000 for an individual, so a double of the standard deduction, a lot of people are going to be at a zero range. I mean, that's been something missed as well, is that effectively paying no taxes, who may be paying some taxes right now because of the way the deduction works. If you're able to deduct that right off the top, and then based off what the bottom line is for who pays that at the 12% level, if you've got a deduction like that and at the 12% level, you've got to be making over $25,000 a year. This is all speculation. We don't have that yet. And you're not. I mean, so think about that. You would be at a 0% tax rate. So less people paying taxes. Those who, again, would be able to, and that impacts people who don't always have a lot of spending power, increases their ability to spend, which helps the economy. So that's just on the individual side. And again, I think it's important to point out, we're talking about a very comprehensive, the most comprehensive tax plan since the 1980s. So this also impacts the corporate tax rate, getting us down to be competitive in the world at 20%. It impacts the small business tax rate as well. The top limit would be 25%. For small businesses as well. So, I mean, this gets at everything. It repeals the death tax and the alternative minimum tax. So, I mean, that's huge as well for families passing along, and even farms and places like that get missed. Sometimes people think that only affects the wealthy. That's not the case. In fact, the reason why the death tax needs to be repealed is because oftentimes families who have family farms, family businesses, who would inherit that business or farm cannot afford the tax on it. So they are not so wealthy. They're not being benefited because they're so wealthy that they have to then sell off assets in the property that they would have inherited and continued their family farm, family business, because the property value may be valued at a substantial number, but you've got to be able to have a lot of cash to pay for the tax. And, you know, farms, that's not how that system, family-owned farms, operate. So, again, it's very important to go through what the top line issues are of this plan, but also, can it get done? 1-800-684-3110. There's one line open right now. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to George calling in from Arizona on line one. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing? I'm a Trump supporter. I make under $100,000 a year. And the only thing I'm concerned about is, as a small businessman and a landlord with mortgages, that means that those properties are mortgaged because I don't have cash to invest, so I had to borrow. So when the deductions go away, and that most importantly, the depreciation on the property, on the real estate, my adjusted gross is normally like $45,000. I make under $100,000. But the standard deduction for single, because most people are single now. I'm single. My wife died. The $12,000 is not going to cut it. So I've already had to tell my tenants who are elderly, like, look, you know, I may have to give you notice, because if this passes the way I've run the numbers, I either have to sell or I have to raise the rents by 25%.
Well, let me talk, George. Let me bring Than in, because Than, there are this discussion. People have been concerned that by taking out some of the deductions for the property tax, local tax, I did want to say the home mortgage interest and charitable contribution deductions are still available, George. So, Than, I mean, I think maybe there's some we just need to clarify that those two remain. You could still deduct that mortgage interest.
Well, right off the top, I would say I'm not sure how George is actually running numbers, because one of the things we've said all along is that until we see the details from Senate Finance and House Ways and Means, we won't really be able to run those models, because we don't know what is in and what is out. On the depreciation for small businesses, I would be very surprised if that goes away altogether. They do want to simplify. They do want to take away loopholes. But I do not think that the elimination of that will end up in the final plan. And the other thing is, he's probably dealing with a pass-through tax rate on the corporate side. He's likely to save nearly 15% on that side of it. So even if he does lose some write-offs on the depreciation side. He's probably going to make a lot of that back up. But bottom line, Jordan, I think we need to look at the framework as a whole. Let's wait just a couple of weeks to see what these committees report out on specifics, and then we'll be able to run some of those models.
Yeah, I think, George, that's the key, is that you could get an effective tax cut based off this, where your tax cut is so significant that you may not be paying any taxes. I mean, seriously, with the way you discuss your income level, if it's really, you know, adjusted gross at 45, and then with the deduction of 12 plus the deduction for charitable and the deduction for the mortgage interest, I mean, you could be at a level where you're paying a lot less taxes than you are today, which may make up for, as Than said. And we say may, George, because we don't have the specifics yet. So I'd say for those of you who are concerned, but like the general idea, and I think George does, the general idea of tax cuts, that you need to now, we have this period of time, it's not going to be long, where Congress has got to get us, the Senate Finance Committee, by November 13th, the actual legislative text. So we're not just basing it off these bullet points, kind of a really a skeleton plan, if you will. Then we can start running numbers. George can actually run effective numbers. You can run effective numbers about how this will impact you, or if you're a small business owner, how it will affect your family when you have these deductions as well. And I think, you know, everybody's in different position, and George feels like, you know, everyone's single these days. And I'm sorry that his wife passed away, but still an increase in that deduction as well to $12,000 for single filers. And then of course for couples, this is because we don't want to penalize marriage, $24,000 standard deduction. So we're going to keep taking your phone calls. A few lines open now, cause we took some calls early in the show. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on the air, that's 1-800-684-3110. People have got a lot of questions about this now that were actually, because the budget got through the Senate and we expect it to get through the House without a problem, everybody can really turn their attention to the first, I think, doable, maybe a big asterisk there, but this seems easier than some of the other issues, at least right now. It seems like more senators, Republicans, are on board with this generally. Than, is that a fair statement to say that at least we're starting off with a better number? I mean, we may not end that way, but we're starting off with more support.
It was the only reason to vote for the budget yesterday, Jordan. I mean, there wasn't another reason to, and you got 51 yes votes. And I would say just quickly, people like Joe Donnelly and Joe Manchin, they should be in play on this too. So, yes, I think getting to 50 is in play at this point.
All right, folks, we continue to take your phone calls. There's one line up. It just got the one line just closed up. But we can take your comments on Facebook and Periscope as well. We'll continue to discuss this with you. Obviously, this is an issue people want to know more about. We wanted to wait to bring it back up until we knew it was really going to be on the legislative calendar. Now that the budget has passed through the Senate, we're confident it will be, and there will be a push to get this done before the end of the year. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, The ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're talking tax reform, and that's because the Senate has passed a budget. Yes, you're right, folks. Cheers. The Senate has passed something. It was still that 51 vote. That didn't require Vice President Pence, right, Dan?
That's right. Although so, I think he was on call.
He was on call, but it didn't require him. So, hey, that's big. That means that the Senate will be open for the tax reform bill debate. Legislation should be reported out of the committee on the tax reform bill so that we're not just speculating about the top line issues and the skeleton plan that's already been released by mid-November. And then the goal is to get this done by the end of the year. So, I mean, we're talking a very quick timeline here to take action. Now, I want to, before everyone makes their minds up, I encourage you, and maybe you already say, like, I like tax cuts. I like the general plan as long as that's there. I'm for this. I get you on that. I think I'm in that camp. But for those of you who may be wavering, wait until the actual text comes out so you can actually see where you'd fall under this plan, how it will impact you, how it will impact your family members before passing final judgment on it and just listening to partisan talking points on it right now, which is all people have on the cable news world, is spinning it one way or the other based off just skeleton points. No one's seen the legislative text because it has not been finalized. It has not been drafted. That is being done now that the budget has passed the U.S. Senate. Speaker Paul Ryan, remember, there will be a role here as well for the House of Representatives, was discussing this on CBS News. Take a listen. Bite 9.
When we get the numbers, which are going to be finalized in a matter of days, then we'll be able to put this bill out. And the whole purpose of this, Gail, is not to be raising. If this was a tax increase in the middle income taxpayers, we wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
This is about lowering people's taxes in the middle class, simplifying the tax system, and growing this economy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's absurd to say that Republicans, Stan, would put forward a tax plan. We're talking about Republicans here that would increase taxes on the middle class. I mean, that's against everything the Republican Party has been about for decades.
If it's an increase on the middle class, it's not going to pass the House of Representatives. I think Speaker Ryan is exactly right. And look, I know there's been some angst out there because the lowest number in these detailed brackets that they see is 10%. But Jordan, everything that I've seen is that the plan is to push virtually everybody that was in that 10% mostly into the 0% bracket. So, right. Yes, the first non-zero bracket is 12%. But look, when these numbers come out from House Ways and Means and Senate Finance, you're going to be able to run all of the models and figure out in a very close fashion how it will impact your household. That's when we'll know for sure. But if it's a tax increase on the middle class, guess what? It's not getting through the House.
I will say the Twitter poll, people are getting a little more pessimistic as they vote. It's at twitter.com/JordanSekulow. Do you believe Republicans in Congress will get tax reform done before year's end? The yes votes now at 66%. It was at close to 90% just about a minute ago. The no votes at 34% with about 60 people voting. So go and vote now, twitter.com/JordanSekulow, especially if you are someone listening through Facebook or watching through Facebook and Periscope, because you can easily access Twitter that way. I know some of you who are listening in the car, we're not encouraging you to do that. So make that clear for everybody. But if you're riding along with someone who can get onto Twitter, get onto my account and vote. We'd love to be able to. We will report those numbers at the end of the broadcast today. Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Murray calling in from North Carolina on line 3. Murray, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. Actually, it's Colorado, but that's all right.
All right.
I happen to fall into every category you ever discuss on your station because, A, I'm an independent family farm owner. I got that through the trying to keep it together is a hassle. My tax form is 100 pages long. I'll guarantee you right now that that does not justify anywhere near the income you guys are talking about. So I would be in the middle, if not lower class, trying to keep the place together. My question is today, is there a capital gains decrease in capital gains where you have an asset that you want to sell so you can invest it and maybe diversify? Is there a capital gains tax cut in the current legislation?
Let me go to Stan. I mean, we only have the skeleton plan. I'm looking at the skeleton plan right now. I know that it allows for 5 years. So for your farm, you could write off any expense on new investments. So new equipment, you could 100% write that off. So any equipment you buy, capital investments. But let me go to Stan. Is there anything on capital gains so far that's been put out in the plans?
We don't have that level of specificity in there. I do know what they're going to drive more toward, Jordan, is trying to incentivize investment. So if there is a trade-off there on the capital gains side, I think it will be in exchange for the capital investment incentive. But the quick answer is we don't know that detail yet.
So we just don't know it. And Murray, that's why you're a great example of a caller. I think, you know, as a farmer, as someone who owns a family farm, the elimination of the death tax is huge for you long-term for your family's planning, because you say it's already tough enough keeping that farm together. Knowing that you can transfer that family farm to family members without them having to pay taxes on it that have caused so many to have to sell those farms, I think is a huge incentive. It's also, you have this five-year incentive to modernize the farm because you can write off 100% of your capital investments over 5 years. So you know that, but I think on the capital gains side, we need to see the information. We just don't know. I mean, I get what you're asking. We just don't have that. And if we don't, we're not going to speculate for you on this broadcast. We report the facts as we know it as best we can. And on this plan, that's what we're doing. So Murray, I'd say wait and see. And then, you know, really look at the plan to see if it's something that you believe will benefit you. Voice your opinion, because this is the time period where it's good that you're bringing these issues up. We can take it to Congress. We're going to be, you know, in discussions about this. So it's good to know what you're concerned about, folks. Let us know as well so that we can communicate those concerns. We can go back to the phones, take one more call before the first break in the first half hour of the broadcast. Let's go to Paul in Maryland on line 5. Paul, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, Jay. I kind of identify with your previous caller, George. Right now, I have three deductions that I'm concerned about: the charitable deductions, medical deductions that are not covered by insurance, and also state and local taxes. All three of those together put me in a low enough tax bracket where it's affordable. But if any of those are eliminated, it throws me into a higher tax bracket if I have to pay taxes on, say, my medical expenses that are not covered by insurance. Even the doubling of the personal exemption to $24,000 is not going to offset that.
Now,
so I'm going to end up paying possibly $3,000 to $4,000 more a year.
But you're basing that off the current tax plan, Paul. And what we don't know yet is whether or not at your income level you'll be at zero. You could be at zero. I mean, based off what you're saying, if you're able to get that, first off, if you're able to use a medical deduction, I can kind of figure out where you are economically. That means that you and Than, I think I'm correct here, is that someone like Paul could very well be, I can't guarantee it, but could very well be someone who, under the current plan, maybe that's the case. But under the new plan, as you said, Than, trying to push people more into the 0% category.
Plus, it would only be whatever income goes over that threshold that's taxed at the higher rate. Also, just quickly, Jordan, they have already said that charitable donations are already off the table. That deduction is still going to be available for all of our callers and all of our listeners.
Yeah, that's right. So I think you got to wait and see, Paul. Don't jump to the conclusion it's going to cost you more when you may actually be paying no taxes at all, which certainly is going to benefit you a lot. And, I mean, I think that's why you've got to wait and see. I think this is the one thing Republicans are pretty good at is tax plans and cutting taxes for people. We've got a second half hour coming up at Jay Sekulow Live. Don't miss it.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-9- 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Bit of baseball in the break, and I think it's fair because we talk a lot about it in the breaks of the last few weeks as a Dodgers fan. My family, my wife's from LA, and so raising our daughter, Dodgers fan. I've been kind of all over the country I've lived, so I'm down with that. And we get to spend some time in Southern California, where I know we have a lot of listeners. And since she's from LA County, she's been a diehard Dodgers fan since birth. And so that's our house. Everybody's different. And Than being a diehard Cubs fan, and the Cubs with the big World Series win, beating the Dodgers on the way there last year. This time it is different. And we were talking about last night's game. I know many of you, I don't know about all of you, but I know many of you are watching that game. It's because two major teams playing each other in an important game. And I just wanted to mention, though, Than, my condolences go out to the Cubs. You mentioned Kiki's three home runs for the Dodgers. Do you realize that Kiki alone beat the Cubs?
It didn't take a whole lot in this series, Jordan. The Cubs weren't very good. I would just say that sincere congratulations to Dodger Nation, and especially the Jordan and Anna Seculo family. Last night was a night Kiki Hernandez will never forget. They were the better team this week. Hey, congratulations.
And I'd say, and the condolences to the Cubs fans. You got a great team. It's tough to repeat in baseball. You made it all the way back to the NL after the curse and after all that. You win the World Series. You have a great team. I think you're past that point. That's a good thing. When you're worrying about are you going to make it through the NL Championship, you've reached a new level of your team and your organization. So that's a good thing for the Cubs.
And Jordan, just quickly, the last thing I'd add, I'm good for another 107 years. Fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time for the Dodgers. 80s. I think it was 88. The last time the Dodgers won the World Series. So it's not like though sometimes people see them as more successful because they had earlier success. It's been a long time for the Dodgers Nation as well. Okay, back to taxes, folks. What we will say is that, hey, the most of the baseball players out there, it's not going to impact them too much. And that's good. That's not what this tax plan is about. It's not about helping a multimillionaire baseball players. It is about increasing – is about helping middle-income American, middle-class Americans. It's about getting more people to that 0% tax bracket, so lower-income folks as well. And it's about helping bringing us more competitive to the world, lowering the corporate tax rate, which, by the way, benefits middle-income Americans, lower-income Americans, because it means more jobs, more cash available to companies so that they can hire, so that they can expand. I mean, just this five-year 100% write-off deduction of new improvements to your business, buying new equipment, that creates jobs alone because you got to build that equipment. You got to install it. I mean, so that is going to be a boom if this gets through. So I think this will be great for our economy. We don't have all the specifics yet. And of course, if any red flags come up, don't worry. The ACLJ will flag them for you. I mean, we will analyze it piece by piece if anything comes up that we believe changes the overall framework, which we believe is good. We do have a few lines open for you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on the air, that's 1-800-684-3110. Isaac on Facebook wrote in, "This is huge. We must work together and get this tax reform passed." And again, I think what we'll do is we've got three lines open for you. For Sandy, Deb, and Mike, I can't get to you because this is a short segment right now, but I'm going to get to you when we come back from the break right away. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. We really want your impact. Do you believe Republicans can get this done before the end of the year? Now that we're past the budget process, that's a huge step. This is as close as you can get without actually doing it. Can they do it before the end of the year? And then second, do you support so far what you've heard about this tax plan and what are your concerns about it. 1-800-684-3110. Three lines open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Mike, Sandy, and Deb, hold on. We are going to get to your calls right after we come back from this break. And it's a short break, just a couple minutes, so hang on. And three lines open for everybody. 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget that Twitter poll. You can vote in at twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Do you believe Republicans in Congress will get tax reform done? It is very close now, folks, very close. 58% say yes, 42% say no with 404 votes. So it's a small mark.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
I do look forward to wearing my Dodgers hat to my local grocery store for my the heckling I receive, the kind Midwestern heckling I receive from my checkout guy at here at Publix, and from multiple days in a row until the series started. And then after the second game, I had not yet seen him, but I will return. I don't know if he'll just, in a Midwestern way, kind of act as if there was nothing happened, or maybe as Stan did, this sincere Midwestern congratulations, which I grateful I accept I appreciate. Let's go right to the phones because I promised Deb and Sandy and Mike that I would get to their calls right away. So let's start with Mike, who's been holding on the longest, calling from Illinois on line 6. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jordan, thank you so much for all you guys do. I have just a quick question.
Yep.
In terms of the retroactivity of it, as I heard early on in the language that we're going to be retroactive back to day one of this year, but I haven't heard that lately. Do you know if that's still being discussed?
I don't think there's a retroactive aspect to this. I mean, Than, the way that I've heard this would be for the next taxable year. I mean, again, we still have to wait on the text of exactly when this begins. If this passes, what is the start date? When is the tax start date? But I think the hope is that if they get it done this year, then this would start impacting all of us for the next time we file our taxes.
Yeah, Jordan, this is one of the details that has been talked about, debated back and forth. I think the most likely scenario is what you just said, that on the date of enactment, it would go into effect. It might even have an effective date of a new calendar year, just for simplicity's sake. But look, that is one of those things that when they have hearings, when they have markups, I expect there will actually be amendments on the effective date. So that's one of the things you have to watch for.
Yeah, so it could be an effective date could impact then how soon this affects your
right
your filing. So you get the cuts, depending on when the date comes into place, could be, you know, do you get it for this, your next filing, or do you get it for the filing that follows that? But when you're talking about a plan this comprehensive, once it's law, even if it takes, you know, till the next filing period to get through, you already start seeing changes in the economy. I mean, you do, because everyone's getting excited and prepared and ready. It almost gives them time to figure out how do they want to modernize and do, use that 5 years of 100% deductions on new modernizing equipment and getting to those companies to make sure they're ready to build the equipment and install the equipment, have the staff hired to do that. So I think all of that, once you get that ball rolling, people get very, because they can start planning for the future and know how this will impact them down the road shortly. So, but retroactive could come up in the hearing, but I think that would, for implementation purposes, could make things a bit more complicated. Though I get you. I'm sure many of us would love that as well if it was possible and could be done. Let's go to Sandy, California, online too. Sandy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. I am curious. I figure there has to be a way that everyone benefits. I mean, we're lower middle, and we're getting lower because we're retired now.
Yep.
But there has to be a way. It doesn't matter if you're rich or not rich, or if you don't have much money. We need to have everybody get a tax break.
Well, I think that, listen, when you're talking about a tax break, you're talking about those who are paying taxes. So there is a group already in America, significant. Is it the majority of Americans, Stan, that don't pay any taxes? Or
I don't think it's the majority, but it's getting close.
It's getting close. I mean, I think under this plan, it may be like that. It may be that the majority of Americans are very close to that, in the 40%-ish range. Some don't pay. They pay zero. So you're not going to – there's some people you can't cut taxes anymore for already, and then you're going to be adding more people to the list who are not going to be cut at all. What this plan is not about, though, is cutting taxes for people making $5 million plus a year. It doesn't mean, by the way, that they won't benefit from it. So I don't think, Sandy, you have to worry about that. Those individuals will benefit because typically they are involved with the corporation side, which will be benefiting from a lower corporate tax rate to 20%, which means if they are in the corporate world, which a lot of those earners would be, and you know, very high level in those corporations, that they would see a significant impact that way. So don't always look at it, especially for the higher earners, when you say everybody should get a tax cut. And I like your thinking on that. And I think it's very nice that you believe that everybody, regardless of how much they make, should be getting a tax cut. And it has changed. The debate has changed about that. It used to be that way in the conservative world. Now it's really focused in on middle class. And I understand for political reasons why. And also for reality standards, that who actually needs the tax cuts, who will they actually benefit. Don't forget, though, that on these other issues like the 5 years where you're able to deduct 100% of your improvements, that impacts the earners at the 5 million plus range, because they're the people who own those kind of companies that will be spending, or are on the top level employees of those companies and directors of those companies. So it will impact them. It impacts their stocks. It impacts their ability to earn as well. And I think that that's very important. I think, again, right now, under the current, in 2015, 45.3% of people will not pay income tax. So that goes back to last year and a half ago. So if we're already close to 50% of the country, I thought I was right. I thought it was about half the country does not pay any taxes. So with this plan, I think it would certainly get people over that line if we're really talking about moving more people into the 0% category. So think about that. I mean, that is a huge tax cut when half the country has to pay no taxes, and a huge benefit for those. And what you hope is that the people that you've gotten into the zero bracket, that those who – I'm not talking about the retirees and those who are older, but those who are starting out their careers, that they move up, that they move out of the 0% into tax brackets, because that's a good sign for their economy and for them personally, that they are now making more income. For those who are attempting to do so, to start a small business and to improve their lifestyle, or to if they're just starting out in the workforce. I know a lot of our listeners tend to think more retirement, but there's a lot of people who will be in that 0% who are just starting out, and it gives them a great starting off point, because they're not going to be burdened by any taxes until they're ready to be burdened by them, and that's when they've had more success with whatever endeavors they take on, whether it's in the business world or starting their own business. Let's go back to phones, take another call. We got a couple lines open, 1-800-684-3110. Let's check the online poll before we take another call right now, because that online poll at twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Let me see if let's try to update this. Okay. So we're at 569 votes. The question is, do you believe Republicans in Congress will get tax reform done before year's end? We're right now 57% say yes, 43% say no. So again, most of the folks, this would be kind of like a Republican poll, because most of the people on my Twitter would be in the conservative world. And so if you were, you know, polling like a primary, we're getting close to the amount of people that they would poll, by the way, for a presidential primary for like a state. It's not evenly divided. Still more people than not believe that they will pass it, but there's significant doubt still. I mean, Than, when you have 43%, that's still significant doubt.
Yeah, I'm on the fence on timing as well, Jordan. I mean, I think that's why Leader McConnell, when he was with the president, said, look, it might take into the spring of next year. But I would say this, for the people that do think it's going to pass by the end of this year, there's great reason to believe that after yesterday, because for the first time, this was all about tax reform. This was not about spending money, even though it's called the budget. This was about the vehicle to pass tax reform, and they found 51 Republicans to vote for. So we have to see the details, but I think there is reason to believe they have a shot by the end of the year.
All right, let's go to Steve calling from New Mexico on line 3. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. Hey, Steve, you there?
I'm here.
All right,
how are you guys?
We're good.
I have a question. I have a S corp, and if my corporate tax is 20, does that going to make my personal taxes on my 1040 go up?
If you're now, wait. So if you have an S corp. And again, your family-owned business, small business, your top tax rate would be 25%. That's the top. That's what we're getting right now from the basics of the plan. So depending on how you structure, depending on how you take out income from that, I know that that can vary year to year. And depending, so it all depends on your structure and whether or not you even hit the 25%, which is the top tax rate for small businesses. So Than, this is, I think, in Steve's case, another one of those plans where you've got to wait for the final verbiage of the legislation to look at how it would impact him. I don't think his taxes would go up because of the cut to the small business tax being so significant. He'd be able to withdraw more money with less taxes being applied to it. So I think that's a good thing for him. But I don't want to make definitive statements when we haven't seen all the text on that yet.
Yeah, it can't be definitive, but from everything I've seen about the structure, Jordan, all of these S-corps are going to be, I shouldn't say all of them, the vast majority of them are going to be saving significantly. Many of them, Jordan, pay almost 40% in taxes.
Yeah.
If you're going to cap that at 25,
yeah.
Oh, that's a huge help.
That kind of cut, Steve, really changes everything for you, because it changes. So I think a lot of people are stuck in the mindset of what they're paying now, what the rates are now, and how they've structured for the current tax code. Under this new plan, you may totally restructure, because to get the maximize your benefits of a new tax plan. And so don't think the old way when you're thinking about and judging the new way. Think, how will this impact me if I kind of restructure if necessary as well. We're going to take more of your phone calls. Three lines open, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation. and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation, the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Trying to answer as many people's calls as we can on tax specifics, because that is where people move to when we bring up tax on the show, and I understand that. Now, bear with us, because we only have about 10 pages worth of what, and I mean, really, most of it's in one page if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, of what the main things the president and Congress would like and Republicans and Congress would like in the tax plan. So there's some specifics that we don't have yet, so we can't answer every question. We can kind of generalize, we can speculate a bit, but we cannot give you definitive answers on everything that is not, if it's not available. So we want to be very fair and very honest. And also, we're just kind of getting to the point of, do we think we're going to be able to build enough momentum to actually get this tax reform done? But Deb has been holding on. And Deb, you've been holding on through a few segments. So after the call, hang on, and we're going to send you a copy of one of our signed books as well. Deb calling in from South Dakota on line one. Deb, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is on self-employment. What is the proposal, or is there any detail regarding expense deductions on self-employment?
Well, so, I mean, expense deductions on self-employment, I'd have to ask you a lot more questions. We don't have to go there, you know, publicly on the air, Deb, calling from South Dakota. Let me just give out some that I know right off the top. Is that, one, you know, if you're self-employed, you're going to have a lower tax rate. So, whether you have it passed through taxation or whether you're just doing it through the normal income tax rate, your taxes are going to be lower. So either through the small business tax cut, or if you run it that way, so if you're set up as a small business, you will get a significant cut, a 15% cut in taxes, or your tax bracket, you will likely get a significant cut that way individually. I know on capital investments, so if you're making major investments into your small business. I mean, and major for you. So it's just a capital investment for you. It's 100% deductions for 5 years on those capital investments. Than, is there anything else yet on deductions for those that are expense deductions for those who are self-employed?
We don't have the specificity, but if it's what Deb's is talking about, just basic expenses from operating business, Jordan, that is never going to come out of a tax plan like this, because remember, that is in your revenue sheet as a business. Whether you're a corporation or a small business, you make X amount, you spend X amount. That is not typically a tax deduction. That just goes into your revenue sheet. So on that, if I'm understanding her question correctly, I don't think she has a whole lot to worry about there.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, Deb, without getting into a lot of specifics, look at the plan, but I think you're going to like what you see. I think it's going to impact you in a positive, in a very positive way. A couple lines open, 1-800-684-3110, but I want to get to those who have been holding as quickly as possible on the air in our final segment. Grace is calling in from Los Angeles, California, on line four. Grace, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, Jay, for taking my question. I'm calling about capital gains. I'm a senior, disabled, and I would like to sell my home and move in into a residential or retirement home. As you know, it's very costly, and I would like to know if the tax that they're working on, if the seniors would get a break, you know, as far as either omitting it, or will there be a certain level that of money that you sell the home for, and then you have to pay a certain amount. Right now, the federal and the state is high, and if I wanted to move in a residential home, I couldn't afford it.
Well, and I mean, so Grace, let me jump in right now and say, one, you know, it's not going to affect the state or local taxes, and you happen to live in Los Angeles, California, where you've got some of the highest state and local taxes. The federal government can't impact that. Now, by taking away the deductions for your state and local taxes, I think that may encourage your state to lower the tax burden on individuals like you. But, Than, I think this is one of those questions, again, that we don't have specifics on yet, which is goes back to, again, the capital gains tax changes and also, you know, like home buying incentives. We do know that right now the two deductions that remain are the charitable deduction and the mortgage interest deduction. So on the home buying, that mortgage interest deduction does remain. But on some of these capital gains specific questions, we don't know if there's going to be any changes there or changes based off age.
Yeah, we don't know. I do know that there's a pretty high level on when those actually kick in on federal gains. I don't know the exact level. It might be $250,000 or $500,000. So again, I don't know her specific situation, but it may not even apply to her in the first place. And also, Jordan, you've also seen a lot of conversation about the deductibility of state and local taxes. There is a scheme across all 50 states that people have planned around. And honestly, I think that's likely to be one of the things that's going to have a lot of debate. And you're probably going to see it change from what's in the framework to what passes because people have planned around it.
Yeah, I mean, so a lot of this, what will happen, and I think if you're in Grace's situation, if you're in Deb's situation and some of our other callers today, you will, if this passes, you're going to have to look at maybe restructuring. I think that you can either make decisions now if you're ready to, you know, make the move and the planning you've done based off the taxes you have to pay and you've got what you need to do what you need to do, you can do that. But if you're planning more long-term, I think if you can wait for this short-term period to see if things are about to significantly change for your taxes and they're going to go down, then this would be a good time to do that. And then think a little bit more creatively because it might not be like doing your taxes before. You may fall into the 0% bracket. You may not pay any capital gains taxes. You may not reach those thresholds. You may be able to make 100% deductions over new improvements to your small business over 5 years. I mean, so there's a lot could change. Let's try to take these last two calls. Karen in Maryland on line three, on line two. Karen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have two quick questions. President Trump signed an executive order on day one about the no penalty for not carrying health insurance, but that didn't prevent people from having to pay the penalty. It just said you didn't have to answer the questions. Now the IRS has put out an article saying that they're going to not process returns if they don't answer those questions. That was the first question. Second question is, do you know whether or not they're going to do away with the deduction for medical expenses? We pay $8,000 a month for my mother-in-law's health care at home, and that would destroy her if they did away with that.
So let me go to Than. One, on the individual penalty, through executive order, you should not be getting information like that that says you're not subject to the penalty, and the HHS has been instructed not to accept those penalties or require people to pay those penalties. So, Than, have you heard that this letter's going out?
I have not. We need to look into that, Jordan, Trump took care of that. There is no penalty. And look, on this broader issue, taking power out of the IRS by lowering taxes and simplifying, that's the best way to drain the swamp.
Yeah, I mean, there is an article in CNBC. Let's do some analysis on this and get to it next week. The IRS has said that they will block and suspend tax returns that lack Obamacare disclosures. I don't know if that means, by the way, that you've got to pay the penalty. It's just whether or not you're disclosing the information. The IRS probably needs to clarify that. Because it's probably confusing a lot of people. So let's try to, we're going to do research on that. Great call. Great question. Let me take Rob's call very quickly from New York. Just try and get this. Rob, we've only got 40 seconds left. I know you're opposed to some of this, but I wanted to get you.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to say, I think it's a very false narrative about tax reform, which is really just a giant tax increase. What is missed is that the tax system in the United States is highly redistributionist, with 15% of taxpayers paying 85 to 90% of the U.S. tax receipts. What President Trump is going to do is raise those people's taxes, the people that actually pay them, by eliminating the state and local tax deduction.
Well, that only depends, though, if you live in a state like New York, Rob. Some of us live in states that have no state tax, and so...
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, ACLJ.